Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The following is the full text of the speech delivered on August 9th, 2013 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with government officials of the Islamic Republic of Iran and ambassadors of Islamic countries. This meeting was held on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I would like to congratulate the great Islamic Ummah throughout the world and the great and courageous people of Iran who proved their worth and competence in different arenas in benefiting from divine guidance and blessings. On the occasion of the auspicious Eid al-Fitr, I would like to extend my congratulations to you, dear audience, the glorious officials of the country, and our guests, the honorable ambassadors of Islamic countries, on the occasion of this auspicious Eid. Also, it is necessary to congratulate the people of Iran who spent the entire month of Ramadan, which is auspicious in the actual sense of the word, fasting. By engaging in wajib and mustahab deeds, once again the people of Iran made themselves worthy of divine mercy. The people fasted on such long and hot days. At night, they engaged in zikr, prayer, and worship of God. Many Quranic meetings were held throughout the country in which all people, particularly youth and teenagers, showed their love for the Holy Quran. During the nights of Qadr, glorious and meaningful meetings were held, and all the people from different social backgrounds, with different occupations, with different opinions, and with different appearances were attracted towards centers of dhikr, prayer, and supplication. These things are very valuable. We should appreciate the value of this spirit of faith, which, thankfully, exists in our country and which is manifested more visibly during many occasions, particularly during the auspicious month of Ramadan, the nights of Qadr, and other such valuable occasions. Because of the greatness of such days and the value of divine zikr and remembrance, I deem it necessary to advise the honorable officials of the country and these fresh group of people who have taken on different responsibilities in the country and who, by Allah's favor, will move forward on this path with steadfastness and firm determination to benefit on this difficult path from the weapon of zikr, supplication, attention to God, and reliance on Him. Open quote. O he who does not refuse the requests of his servants, although they have many expectations. Close quote. Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah, Dua number 46. This is a dua which has been narrated in the auspicious Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah for the day of Eid al-Fitr. Allah the Exalted even bestows His mercy on those who speak impolitely when they address Him. God's infinite mercy is available to those who want and ask for it. What is important is to want and ask for divine guidance and mercy. If we do this, it will be achieved. All the officials of the country, particularly the high-ranking ones, should pay attention to Allah the Exalted and get close to Him. The responsibility of safeguarding the people's rights and other heavy and important responsibilities fall on their shoulders. With divine assistance, these responsibilities can be carried out in a perfect way. If we can open up the path of divine assistance for ourselves, there will be no problem which is unsolvable. The officials of the country should pin their hopes on Allah the Exalted and bring all their efforts to the arena. It is not possible to be lazy and idle and, at the same time, be hopeful about divine mercy. Divine guidance, divine assistance, and divine blessings will be bestowed on us when we bring all our power, which God has bestowed on us, to the arena. We should benefit from our thoughts and wisdom, our physical capabilities, the great human resources of the country, and we should use all possible resources. If we do this, then Allah the Exalted will definitely bestow His blessings on us. There were many people who, at certain times, became hopeless about the future of the country. In these 30-something years, we have many experiences in this regard. There were people who were short-sighted, who were not optimistic about divine promises, and who suffered from a lack of belief in divine assistance. At certain times, open quote, they encountered suffering and adversity, and were so shaken in spirit that even the messenger and those of faith who were with him cried, "When will come the help of Allah?" Close quote. Surah 2, verse 214. Such things have happened throughout history. At such times, Allah the Exalted has immediately helped us. Today, you can see that, compared to previous eras, our people and our country have reached many peaks. Progress has become an inseparable part of the movement of the Iranian nation. Thankfully, our nation has made progress on a daily basis. It will continue to make progress. What is important is to strengthen our relationship with Allah, the Exalted. Today, the world of Islam is faced with great problems. Unfortunately, we are located in a region in which there are certain problems in the countries around us. Many of these problems have been injected and imposed by foreigners. If it were not for the intervention of foreigners, if it was not for the hostile policies of global powers, the events that are taking place in West Asia and North Africa today would definitely not be as complex as they are in the present time. Today, the cure for these problems lies in the fact that nations should make a decision on their own. Others should not intervene. Foreigners should not intervene. This is the only cure for events that occur in the region today. The same cure can be used for Egypt, Libya, and Syria. If foreigners do not intervene, and if they do not inject discord, nations can find the way out of such conditions with the wisdom of their own outstanding personalities and with the guidance of their own leaders and wise personalities. The people of Iran have managed to tread this path with divine blessings and power and with the spirit of faith, unity, and solidarity, which is available to them in the shade of religion. By Allah's favor, it will be the same in the future. The plot which they hatched in other countries has no effects in our country. They have pitted people and Muslim brothers against one another with either sectarian and tribal conflicts or with partisan conflicts. None of these dangerous and poisonous weapons is useful in the Islamic Iran. In Iran, different religions and different tribes have joined hands and different groups and orientations move forward with unity on the most important issues. And I advise the officials of the country, political and religious personalities, and those who are influential among the people to lay emphasis, as much as they can, on the valuable unity and solidarity of the Iranian nation. Faith in God and solidarity and religion and unity are the two things which can help nations stand on their own feet and put up resistance. Thankfully, the Iranian nation benefits from these things. I really hope that officials in charge of political and cultural affairs in other countries pay careful attention to this point and solve the problems which have occurred in regional countries with wisdom. Let us pray that Allah the Exalted makes the Islamic Ummah glorious and steadfast. Dear God, by the blessedness of Muhammad and his household, keep bestowing your blessings and mercy on the Islamic Ummah throughout the world. Dear God, cut off the hands of foreigners from the lives of people in Islamic countries. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.